Broadcasting from Agadez in Niger, this is Wandering Rhythms on CJSF 90.1 FM and CJSF.ca. Well, you just heard some beautiful desert blues, and the last artist, Kudede, and the track was called Takakene Tara. So all those last tracks were in the Tamashek language. And yes, a people that make beautiful music. They've had stringed instruments for generations and generations, but they've recently picked up electric guitars as they found their way to that part of the world. And they've, well, the place hasn't been the same ever since. They have amazing festivals in small towns and in the middle of the desert. And yeah, they got amps out there in the Sahara and the Sahel, just south of the Sahara. So yeah, Kudede, that was a nice subdued number with no percussion. And sadly, that great guitar player, legend Tuareg musician, passed away in a car accident a couple years back on his way home to Niamey, the capital city of Niger, from Burkina Faso. And that was where he had traveled because it wasn't so safe in his hometown at that point with the rebellions going on. And yeah, the Tuareg community lost a great musician there, Kudede. And that was from an album called Tag Lamt from 2013. I guess, yeah, maybe after he died, that record was released. And before that, you heard Group Ineran, and they are on Sublime Frequencies Records. So those are mostly taken from live performances. A series called Guitars of Agadez, and there's 7 volumes of that now. That track called Ano Nagaras. And started off that set of Desert Blues with Bombino and the track Amidi Nine, who is from Agadez, which is a small city of about 100,000 people in the middle of Niger, which is quite isolated because most cities are much further south. And this city, I've just seen photos and some videos online, and it looks amazing. It looks like it's just this ancient place, a lot of things made of sand. I don't know how you harden sand and make it into structures. These mosques that look like they're 1,000 years old or more. And also, this place is becoming slightly famous, I'd say, because it is the setting of the first ever feature film of that people, of the Berber people, and in the Tamashek language. So this is really exciting. It is a movie seemingly inspired by Prince and Purple Rain. It is called Rain, the Color Blue, with a little red in it. In the native language there, it's called Akunak Tedatlat Taha Tazukse. Yeah, and that is in the Tamashek language. So yes, this is a really cool film, the first in this language, and one of the actors in the movie is also a legendary musician of the desert blues variety. So his name is Mdou Mokhtar, and as well as doing the soundtrack, he was one of the main characters in the film. So I haven't seen this movie yet, but I really can't wait to see it. It'll be certainly one of a kind. So I'm going to play a track from the soundtrack, Rain, the color blue with a little red in it. This track here is called Ablis Amgar. So classic desert blues. I don't know if it sounds like Prince necessarily, but yeah, the cover is also awesome. It looks like a Purple Rain soundtrack album cover. So here we go. Mdou Mokhtar on Wandering Rhythms, straight out of Agadez.
Yes. Kache, Tatala Africa, Motusu Sunada Teku, Muko Anija, Niger Muna de Tenere, Muko Anija, Niger Muna de Tenere.
Goodness, what? Ha ha ha. just tricked you there. I have the power to stop all musicians. That was the Fulani people, more specifically a group called the Wodabe, who are like an eccentric subgroup of a much larger group of people. And that was just a chant of theirs. No named, the musician's not named, the song not named. But the Wodabe people happen to be some of the most beautiful people in all of Niger. And once a year they have this courtship dance and the men dress up and put on this beautiful face paint. And they kind of look like birds, perhaps. And if you see a lot of any videos about Niger and, you know, anthropologists going in and shooting videos, it's often of these Wadabi people because they look just so unique. Yeah, so there's a lot of that stuff kicking around the interwebs. And before that little chant, you heard a classic fellow named Mamoudou Abdusalam, one of the great artists of Niger, who created the celebrated orchestra of the University of Niamey, the capital city, called Tandiste. And man, I wish I had more time to play music. There's some lovely lady vocalists as well and stuff, but nonetheless, that was a song called Tenere. And before that, you heard Mdou Mokhtar from his new African version of Prince's Purple Rain, the movie called Rain, the color blue with a little red in it, and in the native Tamashek language, Akunak Tedalat Taha Tazu Hai. And yeah, check out that video if you can find it. I still haven't found out where it is, but it's got to be somewhere online. And the first ever video in that language shot in Agadez. And, well, one last piece of music here. We got some hip-hop. And since Niger has a French influence, that means the nice thing being that there's some great hip-hop, because the French people, well, all nations that have been associated with French seemingly have great hip-hop. So here's a group called Was Wong, and this is from the year 2002, and this is a lot of fun, this stuff. It's called, the song's called Toto Rotito. And yeah, if you say that, it'll make you smile. So enjoy this last piece of music from Niger. Thank you to all the Nigerians for making their wonderful sounds and sharing them across this wide planet of ours. So much love to them and to all other humans of all shapes, sizes, colors, creeds. Good day, good week. This is Wandering Rhythms signing out. Totorotito, Toroto, Totorotito, Toroto, Totorotito, Toroto, Totorotito. Conférence nationale au cas.
Listen to Scream Therapy, a show about the link between punk rock and mental health, hosted by me, Jason Schurz. I've been part of the music scene for more than 30 years. I was diagnosed with bipolar disorder, and my whole life was thrown sideways. As part of my recovery, I've slowly returned to the music that I love. Join me and my resilient guests for no-holds-barred conversations right here on CJSF 90.1 FM, Simon Fraser University, Thursdays at 12:30 a.m. And until then, take care and be well.
This is Bird Note. Birds' eggs are among nature's most elegant creations, but they're not easy to make. This American robin will lay one egg per day for 3 to 4 days. To make her eggs, the female robin has to use a great deal of calcium. But she can't just pour herself a nice big glass of milk. She has to find her calcium in nature. And it can be tough to find enough. But we can help. During the nesting season, we can give the birds that visit our homes some of that crucial calcium. Start off by putting calcium-enriched seed and suet in your bird feeders. For the many species that don't eat seed or suet, like robins, you can give them leftover chicken eggshells instead. Rinse the shells off in the sink, spread them out on a cookie sheet, and bake them in the oven at about 250 degrees for 10 minutes. You just want the shells to dry, not brown. When you're done, crush them up. Crushed eggshells can be mixed with bird seed and set out in a feeding tray or scattered right on the open ground. And remember, always wash your hands after handling raw eggs. Today's show brought to us by the Bobolink Foundation. I'm Michael Stein.
Burnaby Mountain.